This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden opened his first formal news conference with a nod toward the improving picture on battling the coronavirus, but he was pressed immediately on thorny issues like immigration, voting rights, and the U.S. relationship with China. Biden doubled his original goal on COVID-19 vaccines by pledging the nation will administer 200 million doses by the end of his first 100 days in office.
I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close, not even close, to what we are doing. I believe we can do it.
On immigration, the president said that most of the migrants who are coming to the U.S.-Mexico border are being sent back, except for children. He said his administration is working to ease delays so children can be released from government custody to sponsors as soon as possible. On North Korea's missile launches, Biden said the United States is consulting with its allies and hopes some form of diplomacy can begin, but it would be conditioned on Pyongyang's denuclearization. The president also said he plans to run for re-election in 2024. European Union leaders are meeting to look for ways of ramping up COVID-19 vaccinations as a spike in new cases grips the continent. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
The 27-nation region is looking for a solution to a shortage of doses amid a surge of new infections, a feud with the United Kingdom, and internal quarrels. Less than 5% of the EU's 450 million residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Meanwhile, Danish officials decided to continue their suspension of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for 3 more weeks, while they continue evaluating the vaccine's potential link with blood clots. Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA News. The United States and Britain imposed sanctions on conglomerates controlled by Myanmar's military on Thursday, following the general's February 1st coup and deadly crackdown, with Washington calling it a response to abhorrent violence and abuses. The U.S. Treasury Department said its sanctions targeted Myanmar Economic Holdings Public Company Limited and Myanmar Economic Corporation Limited. Britain imposed similar sanctions on MEHL, citing the Myanmar military's serious human rights violations against Rohingya Muslims. Thursday's actions were the most significant by far against the business interests of Myanmar's military, which controls vast swaths of the country's economy with interests ranging from beer and cigarettes to telecommunications, tires, mining, and real estate. Cleanup efforts have begun for some areas ravaged by the worst flooding to hit Australia in decades, but water levels are still rising in other regions. Reuters' Matthew Larrotunda reports.
Cleanup efforts have finally begun for some areas in Australia devastated by historic flooding, and people are returning to their homes after days of relentless rain, the worst in half a century. But authorities are warning the danger isn't over. This extreme weather has affected 40% of the population, an area the size of Alaska. 20,000 people remain in rescue shelters. Many have only ruins to return to now. Water levels are still rising in some parts, and new evacuations were ordered on Thursday. The Insurance Council of Australia says over $193 million in claims have already been filed.
That's Reuters' Matthew Larrotunda. The international aid group Médecins Sans Frontières said Thursday it is witnessing a dramatic influx of critically ill COVID-19 patients in war-stricken Yemen as a second wave overwhelms the country's depleted medical facilities. Raphael Vecht, the head of the mission in Yemen, said all aspects of the COVID-19 intervention are lacking and need greater international support. More than 3,000 infectious cases, including 800 deaths, have been recorded in Yemen since the outbreak of the pandemic. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000. Thursday's report from the Labor Department showed that jobless claims fell from 781,000 the week before. It is the first time that weekly applications for jobless aid have fallen below 700,000 since mid-March of last year. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.